Welcome back to Darche Noam's Beis Medrash series on the Memches Kinyani Torah. The second of the 48 Kinyani Torah is Shmi'as HaOzen, the listening of the ear. And since the first Kinyan is Talmud, which means to learn from a Rebbe, so doesn't it go without saying then that one has to listen to the Torah that he learns from a Rebbe? If he's learning from someone else, then perforce, that means he has to listen. So what do Chazal really mean when they say that Shmi'as HaOzen, having a listening ear, is a separate one of the Kinyani Torah, separate and apart from Talmud, from learning from another person, from a Rebbe? So I'd like to share three ideas on the Kinyan of Shmi'as HaOzen. The first is that to have a listening ear means to listen carefully and studiously. That by missing just one word, an entire concept, an entire sugya in Torah can be unraveled. And that's what the Maharal writes in the Derech HaChaim in his Perush on Maseches Avos. The truth is that the Gra, in the first Mishnah in Peah, he writes that every word of Torah is precious. Every word of Torah, according to the Gra, constitutes its own mitzvah. And that's why Talmud Torah keneged kulam, because when we engage in the mitzvah of Torah, we get hundreds and hundreds of mitzvos just for the minutes or hours that we learn. So of course, that's going to take priority to other mitzvos. So the fact that every word of Torah is of such great importance, significance, and consequence means that we have to listen very carefully and studiously to every word that is said. The second idea is that to have a listening ear means to learn with a constant interest and curiosity about the Torah. When the Torah is around, you want to hear it. That's what it means to have a Shmi'as HaOzen. Rav Yerucham Levavitz, the Mashgiach of the Mir in early 20th century, he once said as a mashal that if one has a small store where he sells fish, and he overhears some mega businessmen discussing their million-dollar business selling fish, so he's nothing like those businessmen, but he will want to listen into that conversation because they share the same business. And so too, whenever we listen to Torah, no matter if we're listening to a great Talmud Chacham, when we listen, we show that our Torah, that the Torah is our business. It's all our shared enterprise. We all have a stake in it. We're shayach to it. When we listen with interest and curiosity, we show that we belong to the Torah, the Torah belongs to us. And lastly, to learn Torah with a Shmi'as HaOzen, with a listening ear, means to learn with an openness to a different perspective, to accept the truth from whoever articulates it. So says Reb Chaim Volozhin in the Ruach Chaim, his Perush on Avos. Because a multiplicity of perspectives helps sharpen and moves everyone closer to the truth. No one person has a bailos, has a singular ownership on the Torah. The truth can be understood and communicated by anyone, which means that we have to be willing to accept it, no matter where it comes from. And we can accomplish this by being an active listener when we learn. If we have a listening ear, that means that we learn with patience, with empathy, with humility, that we listen and internalize perspectives of others before we develop and advance our own perspective. And that's what we do when we learn Torah in the classic way, where we start from the Psukim, going to the Gemara, to the Rishonim, to the Achronim, to the Poskim. We listen to the voices of others first. The Medrash Rabbah relates that Hashem says, if you bend your ear, if you're mate ozno, lishmoa divrei Torah, you bend your ear to hear the words of Torah, so then you're going to be the one who everyone else will be quiet and listen to when you speak the words of Torah. And we learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu bent his ear to listen to the words of Torah from the Ribono Shel Olam, when he began to speak, so then heaven and earth became quiet for him. As the pasuk says, Ha'azinu ha-shamayim va'adabera v'sishma ha'aretz imrefi. Moshe speaks, shamayim va'aretz are quiet and listening. When there's a board or business meeting and everybody's chirping away, but there's that one person sitting in the back on the side listening and taking it all in, it's always his view that people want to hear. Because people want to hear the view of a listener. And if we can acquire the kinyan of Shmi'as HaOzen, we can learn Torah with an intent and listening ear. So then we learn with care, we learn with curiosity, and we learn with openness and patience. And by doing so, we can be people just like Moshe Rabbeinu, from whom others also want to learn.